Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Petty Show. Live, but not in color. Your girl, Miss Me, is finally back on the radio. I hope you guys can hear me clearly. Like I said, this is my intro show. I just wanted to run through, test the waters, see how things is going to go, you know what I mean? And also just give you guys an introduction to who I am. A lot of people know, but many of you are new to who I am and what I do. And just to give you a quick rundown, because this is only a 30-minute show, and I do have three topics, three songs that I want to introduce to you today and talk about. So I only have 30 minutes, but just to give you a quick background, I am Miss Me. I'm the creator of the Petty Collection, better known as Pretty and Petty. I'm a mother of two and the former director of a nonprofit organization here in the state where I live. I've been known to work with many, many independent artists here in the Midwest. And you should check me out at I Am Pretty and Petty on Instagram, my only real, I guess it's my shit-talking platform. But anyway, check me out. So anyway, let's talk about the Petty Show and what we're going to talk about today. Today's show is going to be epic, and let me tell you why. I want to give a Christian spinoff to gossip. Why do I say Christian spinoff to gossip? I don't know. I'm more of a believer. You know, I want to come at you guys because we have our opinions, right? We believers, us believers in Jesus Christ, we have our opinions about the things that's going on in the entertainment industry. We have our opinions about the things that's going on in music. You know, we have our opinions, right? We have our voice. We need to be heard. So anyway, the Petty Show is going to bring you topics. I don't know how often. I don't know when. I don't know the times, right? You just have to watch right now that I Am Pretty and Petty on Instagram to find out. Our topic today, first off, let me tell you, this is going to be epic. The Broke Legend. I could not believe that R. Kelly would go out and address himself as the Broke Legend. But he did, and for his own personal reasons, you know, we don't judge. However, it just was a very surprising fact that he laid out there, the Broke Legend, in his self-titled song, I Admit It. I guess the gossip surrounding him has really brought him to a point where he felt he had to express himself, rightfully so, because that's all, you know, all we are entitled to. That's what I'm doing here is expressing myself. So he wanted to express himself, but all the rumors and things that's been coming at him heavily for, what, 20 years now. So after 20 years, we finally get a direct on response from R. Kelly. And here's my thoughts about the song. It was 19 minutes long. If it would have been short, I would have played a little bit. But I'm not interested in playing 19 minutes of a, I don't know what it was. But the Broke Legend sings of his life and apologizes in 19 minutes with the song I Admit It, Ex-Husband of My Babe. My babe mom, she has a wonderful testimony on YouTube, and I'll watch that. But anyway, ex-husband. We always talk about the ex-wives, but this is the ex-husband. The show, due to technical difficulties, I will return in just a moment. Oh, I do apologize about that. Thank I'm so glad I finally have an engineer. When I was doing the Empower Boss Network radio show, I didn't have an engineer, and it was just me. So I know there are some technical difficulties with the call in, the guest call in. It's not working right now, but we'll figure that out. Anyway, yeah, so this is my thought on R. Kelly. You know, I've always said I loved him, but I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to his music in over 10 years. Haven't been interested. I don't know. It's personal. No, it's no judgment or anything. I don't know if it's because I have a daughter. I don't really know. I never thought about, like, oh, why can't I listen to his music when it come on the radio show anymore? I just automatically feel like my coochie start itching or something. I just, it makes me feel weird, you know. So anyway, but I didn't take it personal when he came out with the Admit song. I thought it was very creative of him. I mean, who are we to condemn him and allow Hugh Hefner to really walk in the same lane and really not point out a lot of his dealings and things that he does and how he's made, you know, made his money, his cheese, by doing what he does with his ladies, which I have never gotten into and I stay out of. So I feel like a lot of people are just basically riding a wave with R. Kelly that we really don't understand, and it's not my business to understand. I just know that Hugh Hefner has made a lot of money doing the same thing that we are condemning this man for, you know, and I don't know if it's because he's sang into our lives. We've made babies off of his music, you know. I don't know if one of my kids was made off his music or not, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we, you know, he's been in our bedrooms and stuff, so I don't know if it's because it's, you know, that personal or what. But anyway, R. Kelly is definitely on the map with his broke legend admitting that he is a broke legend. And, you know, I think that's a major topic for some of us vloggers, bloggers, or whatever to talk about. How is it that our legends are coming out of the game, not only with a messed up ass name, but no money? You know, it seems to be a repetitive thing going on in the industry. So I'm just making note of that. So yeah, let me look at these notes. This is what I said about the Admitted song by R. Kelly. I said that the broke ass legend confesses his sins, which it ain't my business, you know, and I have to actually, you know, congratulate him for bearing his cross, because, you know, the Bible does tell us we are all called to bear our own cross. So he did, you know, pick up his cross, and he's bearing it. But stop lying on the anointing, R. Kelly. I need you to stop lying on the anointing. Your auntie or somebody said that the anointing is on you, baby. And let me tell you, the anointing breaks the yoke. So if you was really all that anointing, honey, all that you would be feeling would be broken off of your neck. All right, so let's call forth prayer for R. Kelly to get some anointing. So we're going to go ahead and break those yokes, because the Bible does tell us to confess our sins, and ain't that exactly what he did? Confess his sins. So guess what? Yeah, that's what R. Kelly said. You got to listen to a song. It's 19 minutes long. He called himself a broke legend. Okay. All right, so moving along. Did you guys, let me first apologize for using Duval's Smile Bitch song and not saying I do not own the rights to that song. That is that man's song. But I just wanted to encourage my listeners to smile, bitch. You know, that I think going into, he set the tone for us to shift into a new dimension. You know what I mean? Like, after that song, what can come after that? Smile, bitch. I mean, this is real. So I love that song. And I definitely wanted to play it. I don't own the rights to it. Don't come to my inbox, because I ain't got nothing for you. All right. So let's move on to my next topic before my 30 minutes is up. And at the end of the show, I want to let you guys know what the platform, The Petty Show, will be about in the future. And also invite new guests on. If you're familiar with my, you know, the way I do things, I do like to have my guests on. And I will be calling out some people. So I'll tell you what. The next show would be about the topic and me looking for a guest. But the next topic of this show is the Zeus Network has a new show out right now with Georgia Rain, who is a singer and a talk shit artist like myself, along with Miss Tori Hart. Kevin Hart's ex-wife and her have a new show on the Zeus Network. And I thought it was very interesting. One of their topics was basically polygamy. It was a guy by the name of, what was his name, Pilot. Pilot has four wives. And so when I saw this, you know, I thought, oh, my God, here's this topic again floating amongst the black community. Very interesting. And before I passed judgment, I immediately ran and did some research on Pilot and saw that there was a lot of mixed reviews on this man's character. And so the judge is still out on that polygamy or the four wives with Mr. Pilot, because it does seem like he's trying to do some positive things in the community as far as raising financial awareness and understanding how to spread more wealth in the community and thus forth. But I don't understand, why do you need four wives to do that? However, I don't know if that is because they're limited in talent, limited in resource. I don't know. Not my business. And I have never even considered being a part of that community. I was born an only child, and it's very hard for me to share. Even now with my own children, I've found that I don't even like sharing my kids, you know, or they don't like sharing me. I just don't understand how, you know. So until I find out more information about that, the judge is out. But definitely shout out to the Zeus Network and their new show. And shout out my baby mama, Georgia Rain. Check her out, her and Miss Tori Hart on their new show. Congratulations, ladies. I see you. All right, The Petty Show. Listen to this song, you guys. You know who we're about to talk about next.
I want all this right here. That's what I want.
Right, but kind of like how it is, you know?
No, I'm not feeling that.
Why not? You ain't really ready.
I was born ready.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Right?
Favorite
no, really?
Stevie J.
What up, Steve?
Well, ain't nothing, Jeez. What's up, man? How you?
What's up, man?
Everything gravy? Yo, I'm going to give you this pool table and all this. This all you.
Yeah.
What's good?
I'm invested.
Stevie. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that sounds good. Can you really go wrong with a faith song? And anybody out there hating right now on that song needs to go ahead and hang it up. Now, what I did comment on Stevie's, I don't know, I think I commented either on Faith or Stevie's post. I was like, okay, now with the video on your legs cocked up, mama, we do not want to see the old folks on Pornhub trying to do these moves, okay? Stevie is the only one that gets a pass. Look, fellas, listen, this is my fear, okay? We love the song, amazing. We love you guys. Meet the Jordans, awesome, right? Well, we are not with the elderly porn. I'm not going to be like, okay, y'all, everybody start throwing their, you know, sex lives in their videos and their elderly. It's not going to happen. Stevie, Faith, you get a pass with that. But if I start seeing that shit, I'm going to have a problem. And we're going to revert it back to you. That's a no-no. No one else gets a pass for doing elderly porn. Okay. All right. But Simona is cooking up something because I keep seeing her using the hashtag Meet the Jordans. So I'm suspecting that there's a reality show in the makings. Will I watch? Will you guys watch the Meet the Jordans show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of. See, this is why. Who has kids? Every time I do a video or something, you coughed. Just throw my show off. Anyway, you guys, Kobe is over here co-hosting basically and helping me engineer the show. He always just like, you know how this is what it is. Okay, so anyway, that was a minute with Faith and Stevie J. Okay. You guys let me know what you think about that. We have 8 minutes left of the show, and you guys, I really want to just play this song for you and end the show on this note. The Petty Show is definitely going to be an effective campaign for bringing a voice of the believers into the entertainment, music, and ministry lane. We have a voice, and we gossip. We talk about y'all sometimes, and I promise, it don't be a talk about, like, When I talk about people, it be, I was about to lie. See, okay, I crush your feelings, but I come back and I heal you. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the type of person out here crushing people and not putting you back together again. You know, I don't want to be the one to talk about the problem but don't offer a solution. I don't want to be that one. So you will find me. If I hurt your feelings, I promise I'm going to come back and massage you the next day. Just give yourself some time. Give me some time because I'm not as bad as they make me seem. So the Petty Show next week, guess what the topic is going to be? I'm definitely going to come back and talk about the culture. I definitely want to come back and talk about the culture. And what's up with that? You know what I mean? Because it is the culture as it know. Okay. Let me tell you something, son. Cardi B is on your radar, sir. Every time somebody hints about Cardi B, he stops in his tracks. It's like his ears flare up. Look, I said the culture as in C-U-L-T-U-R, culture as in community. I'm not talking about the baby, okay? That's your topic. You're going to say she should be a topic. You know what I mean? She's not going to be a topic on this show. That's for them, you know, younger kids and stuff. Shout out to Cardi B and culture because my son just made her a factor on the show. All right, so anyway, yeah, next topic is culture. The next topic is going to be about the culture because I definitely want to know you guys' feelings on the whole African-American dating scene, kids, and it's just the culture. Like, I'm going to come back with some topics. I have them written down, but I don't want to overwhelm you guys today, and I don't want to take the format of my show off of just being the intro of what it is. And I thank you guys for listening. I know there's many that are listening and many that will listen tomorrow and in the future, but we're definitely here. The call-in number is not working. If you tried to call in, the guest call-in number is not working today. So we'll try to get that fixed. And just for in the future, and you wanted to call in on the show, that number is 516-387-1683. Again, 516-387-1683. And now let me leave you with something so beautiful. And I think I'm going to do this every show. I'm going to find a new artist that I've never heard of, right? Because he just seemed to, like, fly out on my screen. It was like a miracle, honestly. And this person, Timothy Bloom, who I found this week, did an amazing song with V. Bosman, who I also found this week. And it's funny because my daughter has been listening to V. Bosman for a while, and I had no idea who she was. So, yeah. This song is my new find of the month with Timothy Bloom and V. Bosman. From my heart to you guys, have a good night. Enjoy if you're going out tonight, right? Enjoy.
Oh, if I should die tomorrow, oh, please let there be light. No need for sorrow. Let's just make love.
Your girl, Miss Me, Myesha, with the Petty Show, coming at you for the pre-intro episode number one. Right, everybody gets some flawed shows, get the blooper show, get the show where they make the mistakes, and this is one. So don't fine tooth comb this one. Just wait for the next one. I'm still gonna blow your mind. But let me tell you something. I played that song because no matter what you think this show represents, it is all about love. If you know me personally, and as you get to know me with my brand, you'll know that I am nothing but full of love. And I leave you with this song today, right? I leave you with this song. Enjoy your loved ones.